Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Yeah.
Mike Cuden.
to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt.
Cut, cut, cut. make that shit go.
GG Model Mom Chanel presents two events in one night. Something for everyone. Kansas City's first stud and femme exotic review show. Special guests, Carter from Los Angeles and Treasure from Houston, Texas. Right after, the April Fool's Ball. Grand prize, house with the most trophies, $1,000. Mini grand, open to our performance with a prop, $200. As well as 15 other categories with trophies and prizes. That's Saturday, March 31st in Kansas City. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS at midnight. April Fool's, don't be late or you'll gag. All cash categories are first. Location, Truman Hall, 7828 Truman Road, Kansas City. $15 all night, VIP table, $35. Comes with a bottle and food. 18 to enter, 21 to drink. That's the Sudden Some Exotic Review Show and the April Fool's Ball. For more info, contact Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. That's Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. April Fool's.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all face. Carla, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball.
Siren 100. Open to all realness, legendary as your mother to talk to the floor. Kelly? I've lost him. The runway. I've lost him. Auntie, real Miss Beth. I've lost him. Performance diva. I've lost him. She doesn't give a fuck. Now tell me, say. I've lost him, huh? Give me what I want. Legendary Kelly.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. Yes, honey, yes, I am here. I am live. I am pumped, honey. This is the number one station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all ballroom information all the time, 24/7, honey. This is the number one spot on a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night where it definitely goes down with all ballroom information, honey, baby. Tonight, it's going to be many, many teas here tonight. So, baby, when I start and I take off, please, no one interrupt me, honey, baby, because tonight I'm going to show the girls why reading is motherfucking fundamental to not, honey. But without further ado, I'm going to bring on my cast members, my lovely cast members that definitely helped me to definitely make this show exactly what it is, baby. We're going to recap all the madness. Y'all know y'all love this station here, honey. Tens of chops. Because we're going to recap all the madness, all the fights, all the drama, the girls that got busted in their head and everything, bitch. It is no holds barred on this motherfucker show because we bite our tongue for no one. Without further ado, let me start bringing on my cast members because I see all my cast is in line. I'm waiting for the iconic father, Rodney Prodigy, to press one and come on the line. But let me start with all the rest of my cast because they're here. We're going to go roll call, honey. It's the roll call right now. So without further ado, let me bring on that shady bitch that gives y'all all the tea and all the drama and don't have a problem with motherfucking biting her tongue, my girlfriend, Miss London Bridges.
I come every time you come around my London Bridge, wanna go down like London, wanna go down like
London. Mouth, you have to verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Letty, you're supposed to verb like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hey, Miss London.
Hello, Kelly. I, like, miss you.
Yes, I miss you too, honey. But hold on, London. Let's go get the rest of our cast. And please, everybody, when we come on tonight, please, no cutting everybody off. Let everybody say what they got to say and get out what they got to get out. But without further ado, let me bring on the icon, the pioneer, the founder of the house of Chanel, honey. It's the shady one himself. It's Chanel, Antoine Chanel.
You want to talk about shady? He's the shadiest butch queen in ballroom history. And the founder of the legendary Hall of Fame House of Chanel. He's our voice of reason.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, London.
Hey,
hello.
How you doing?
I am so good. I hear it's
yes,
going to get
honey.
Thick
hold
up
on,
in here tonight.
Without further ado, we're going to bring on the iconic father himself. It's Rodney.
I now welcome you
legendary, iconic overall father, Rodney.
Rodney.
Real name. Urban.
Right.
Let's go.
What's you
want to do? Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, well. Yeah.
Rodney!
What's going on, Kay? What's going on?
What's going on,
okay,
Rodney?
What's going on, London?
Hello, Rodney.
Hold on, Rodney. What I further ado is our Benji bitch, all the way from the motherfucking West Coast, honey. It's that rock socking host, that Tuesday night host, Miss Saint, on Hot Topic Tuesday, honey. It's the legendary bitch, her motherfucking self, honey. It's motherfucking Mother Divine, Chanel International.
Bitch, the legendary. Bitch, West Coast Mother.
I'm just a god, bitch.
Diva.
What up? What's going on, cast? So we have our whole cast here, and it is time to get the madness started, honey. I don't know where y'all want to start at, because I had a long, fabulous weekend, honey, this weekend. So I don't know where y'all want to start at. Well, everybody knows this woman's going
to... Let's start with the house that stormed you in Atlanta.
No, we're not going to start. We're not gonna start there just yet, London. First I wanna hear how was my cast weekend, honey. So we're gonna start with RR first. How was your weekend, RR?
Oh, my weekend was pretty good. I had a really productive weekend. I did a couple of photo shoots, and you know, I took my godson out, you know, for a day out on the town, and I just had a cool, chill weekend.
I know, that's right. Divine.
I had a really good weekend. Went to the mini ball out here on Friday. Had a good time. It was, you know, real action-packed in there. A lot of steam in the building. And, you know, chilled on my Sunday, relaxed. It was raining, so I really finally got a good weekend in without being toured across the country. I was good. I relaxed at home. I loved it.
I know, that's right. London.
I had a lovely weekend. I was naked making biscuits.
Fuck you up, man. Fuck you up. Rodney?
I had a good time. Friday, I chilled. Saturday, I went out to Pittsburgh to the ball out there, the Valentino and Evisu ball in Pittsburgh. Had a good time out there with my fam. And took a couple of nieces and nephews, came out there. We had a good time. Went out there with them, supported Pittsburgh. And I came back home on Sunday. Hooked up with James.
Oh, I know, that's right. Well, I had a fabulous weekend. I would just like to say, before I go into all the drama and stuff, I would like to say once again, happy birthday to my sister, Aurora, Midwest mother, Tati Couture. Yesterday was her birthday. We had a fabulous time in the ATL in Hotlanta. So happy birthday to you, Tati, once again, honey.
It must have been everybody's getaway for the weekend for their birthdays, because it was Ski Prodigy's birthday, and he went down to Atlanta as well. He was down there.
Yeah, Atlanta was the getaway place for this weekend. Well, Divine, before I get into all my madness, and I got to also, today is the legendary icon mother, Kiana Evisu's birthday. So happy birthday to my sister, Kiana. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday to you, sister.
Happy birthday, Kiana.
But before I get into all the madness and all the drama and all the fights, because I know that's what all the girls want to hear, because the girls are hitting me up already saying the phone lines are jam-packed and everything, and I know that's what all the girls is waiting for, because y'all don't get it raw like y'all get it here, okay, because we give it to y'all raw. But before we get into all of that, Devon, tell us about the ball in California.
Oh, my. It was quite interesting. It was a little mini ball, but it was a lot. It was just a precursor to what Vegas has to come. All the houses were definitely in the building. amped the fuck up. When I tell you, like, the amplification was on, it was 100 decibels past what it should have been. It was just on, though. I mean, I can't really say it was a lot of energy, and it was just, like, scary because, you know, you see that much energy, you just hope everything stays positive. It was that type of energy where you felt like anything could turn into something bad because everybody was so amped. It was like, whoa. But, I mean, it kind of made it hot, but it kind of made me uncomfortable because I just felt like at any moment something could pop off. So, with that being said, it still turned out, you know, the function was high with some hot battles. Oh, my God, Cassandra's out here. She battled down with the girls out here in L.A. and the girls.
Well, baby, since you're talking about Cassandra and battling, honey, I heard it was definitely a battle up in that hotel room when the girls knocked on the door and gave like, room service, what's the tea?
Well, I wasn't there, so, I mean, I heard the same thing as well. I wasn't there. I would probably rather someone that was there tell the story because I couldn't tell you. I've heard five different stories, so, I mean, you know, I know what I believe to be true, but who knows what the truth is.
Anybody from L.A. is on the phone, honey, and y'all want to tell us the tea that what happened after we go to Rodney and he recapped his ball, please feel free to definitely press 1, because what I heard is the girls knocked in the door and gave away room service, the Revlons ran up in there and they robbed the girls and beat the girls and all types of things, so I need to get the real eat and the real 411 on the story, honey. How you doing, okay? But Rodney, tell us what happened in Pittsburgh, or where you at?
Pittsburgh was pretty cool, and we had a few, you know, little roughing, arguing amongst them, but that's just the ball. Definitely want to give a shout-out to House of Prodigy. We was definitely in the building representing. The House of Valentino was in the building, House of Ivisu, the Mizrahis, the Crayolas, the Jacobs, the Blonics. I mean, it was a nice mixture of everybody. Buffalo was definitely in the building. They've been traveling. They've been getting themselves out there. Definitely been performing. Grand Prize was open to all team performance, a team of three. So it was very like tag team performance, like a Rumble style, but it was only three on each team. It was a 6 teams total. You had some hot teams. It has some mixtures, you know what I'm saying? The Grand Prize team was Elzon, Ebony, Barbie, Ebony, and Chi Chi Prodigy. They were the winning team. You also had Feminine Destruction's team, which was Feminine Destruction, Moo Moo Ebony, and Selena Prodigy. That was definitely a hot team as well. Everybody was battling down. Yeah, our team that Smiley Ebony was on, I don't remember the rest of his teammates, but he actually was carrying the team. He really was performing. I definitely got to give a shout-out to Smiley Ebony. He came to Pittsburgh, and he was doing his thing. Also want to give a shout-out to Father Lee Valentino from the Bay Area. He came to the ball, and he won Thug Realness. So give a shout-out to him. It was one of his battles against Deshaun Ebony. It just reminded me of a little classic face Neo battle, you know, the bumping, the talking shit, the hitting the tables, you know, all that real amped and hype. It was high, you know, it's nice just to see it, you know what I'm saying, from the sideline and watch the guys go at it a little bit for Pittsburgh. But congratulations to Lee on that win, representing the West.
I know that's right. Big shout out to Pittsburgh for definitely doing y'all motherfucking thing, honey. I know that's right. Hold on, because I know we had callers ever since we first started the show. So let me go down this phone list and see these girls that's on this line. Honey, hold on. 718-413, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, what's up? This is Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, y'all. What's going on?
Hello.
I just wanted to say this. First and foremost, everything that the girls are saying is so fabricated. They is fired, but not one bitch in motherfucking L.A. wanted me by my motherfucking self, because bitch, I gives it up. Stupid. How you doing? But I will say this. The girl can run 15 deep inside my motherfucking room. But, bitch, when I tell you it's going to be a big, giant juice in motherfucking Vegas, and I promise you, bitch, I'm Cassandra.
Divine.
No, please. I'll be too sick of you. Y'all fighters doing anything out there, y'all. I'll be in jail sharing your juice and a jello and a piece of bread. Because the Las Vegas PD will not play like that. I don't mean to be funny, but it's no shade. And don't bring it to Vegas because you'll gag. I'll just stand back and watch what color the walls turn as they get a hold of you.
Cassandra, this is Rodney. I have a question for you. Hello?
Hello, yeah. Cassandra?
She's still there?
Cassandra, her number is still there. I don't know if she's... Cassandra, your phone is going in and out, darling.
See, nationally, bitch, I came out here. I'm all by myself.
Oh, God.
I'm going to win the 15-2, and I'm taking that home back to New York City, too.
That's
the right attitude right there. Yes, Cassandra.
I'll
applaud for that. Yes, let these girls know, honey. You're going to sit them down for whatever reason you feel is necessary. Just don't act. I feel so disrespected. Bitches are walking around with my underwear on. These fucking nasty ass faggots. How dare you want my underwear, faggot? Ew. These broke bitches are so crusty and disgusting. Like, I'm dead serious. Bitches want my Aeropostale, my Burberry. Bitch, are you serious? Bitch, I'm glad I got my tablet back. And I do think
Cassandra, did they leave you with a couple wet wipes?
Hello? Well, Cassandra, can you try to call back in from another number? Because your phone is really breaking up really bad. Okay, we're going to place you back on hold. We're going to take the next couple of callers. The next caller we have is 415-564. You're live on the air.
What it do? That's Father Valentino.
Hey, Father Valentino.
Yeah, what's going on? Rodney, I just want to, you know what I'm saying, just say, you know, thank you for, you know, how you put it down. You know, you come through and you show me love and all this shit. That's what's up. I want to give a big shout-out to my Valentino family. I'm not talking about just my chapter, just no chapter. I'm talking about my whole family. We don't do just chapters. We do us. You feel me? And another thing I want to say, as far as this thug real category, I don't know what they used to do back in the days, but I know I run with thugs. Niggas talk about how they run with thugs and shit. You don't see a thug standing out on the street and come push another thug and shit to get by and all that shit. A nigga get punched in the throat, get his wig split. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, the shit is you give your shit to the judges. The judges going to judge what they think your swag is, if it is, if it ain't. Because it be some big-ass girls looking hard in the motherfucker. I ain't worried about them winning. Get your shit. But don't come pushing me, because if I accidentally slip and fall in somebody's sweat from falling back, bumping their head, what they be doing and shit, I'm going to be mad in the motherfucker. You feel me? So that's all I'm saying. But them cats that did that, we talked and had a conversation, and I felt the respect, the love out there in Pittsburgh. I mean, you know, my family brought it, and I got to say Barbie Ebony, that girl go. But, yeah, I can't wait to get out here to Divine Ball this week. You know what I'm saying? And Father Valentino and Jeezy, my brother, we having a Father Khan, he having a ball on June 16th.
We're going to be there. Yeah, but I would just.
Come on, boo! Don't start that. Don't start that. You know, I didn't represent every damn thing you had. I didn't represent every damn thing you had year by year. Divine, don't even start that old bullshit right now.
Calm down. Don't get
it. All right, baby. I mean, you know, don't start with me because you know how you get. I gotta bite you on your booty to calm you down.
I'm not excited. You could never.
I mean, you like to get me excited. That's all. You use a legend,
like,
or you know how you do this.
Fine.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
you do
fine.
You, but
it's
you know.
Fine.
But you know what? I love what everybody doing. Y'all just need to stop all that negativity fighting.
Thank you.
The next caller we have is 313-7.
215, you're live on the air. 313-725, you're live on the air.
Okay, girls, these lines are jam-packed. When I come to your number, baby, y'all better say something or you're going to get hung up on. 323-674, you're live on the air.
Hello, people. This is Anisha Chanel.
Hey, Anisha.
Can I just say something? It don't really got nothing to do with the whole little Ebony or whatever Revlon situation, but I just wanted to say something to everybody that has something to say every time I commentate a ball out here. Like, I don't realize how hard it is to commentate a ball. You know what I'm saying? And my whole thing, I'm to the point where I'm changing my life. Like, I'm not the person I used to be, like a firecracker and stuff. And the thing about it is that, like, when people are arguing and stuff, like, who's pressing buttons? Anyway. Mother, don't be doing that for real. I'm trying to be serious.
I didn't do it, I swear.
No, for real, don't do that because you know I have to concentrate when I talk. Anyway, basically, whatever, I'm about to be jumping in between anybody that's arguing. I'm about to do none of that shit because if anybody pop off on me, y'all already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that, like, everybody's saying, oh, the L.A. girls, Rob, Cassandra, or whoever. Don't say the L.A. girls. It's not the L.A. girls because I'm an L.A. girl, and I was not there. I didn't have nothing to do with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Everything is irrelevant. You know, y'all handle y'all shit, how y'all handle it. You know what I'm saying? Don't keep on saying the L.A. girls because I'm trying to go back out of state again. I don't need nobody to be trying to jump on me because I'm an L.A. girl. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I just want to promote my little mixtape that's coming out. It's called Clean It Up Coke Course, and I hope everybody enjoys it when it comes out. And remember to wrap it up.
Oh, no.
Thank you,
Coke
Course. The next caller we have is Marcus. You're live on the air.
Hey, I was just calling to say I had a good time in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you had a good time in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that's right, honey. Is that all you have to say, Marcus?
When you get to Vegas, Kelly.
Baby, I'll be in L.A. on Thursday. I'll be in Vegas Friday night.
Okay, we'll be there Friday night, too.
Okay, well, I'll see y'all there, honey.
Okay.
The next caller we have is 562-402. You're live on the air.
I just wanted to touch on what Aniche was speaking about a little bit, just for a simple fact that just because it's not all of the L.A. girls, even though when Cassandra go back to the East Coast, she's going to say the L.A. girl. So, therefore, she's speaking about everybody. You know what I mean? So she's just not going to say one in particular girl. When she go back and mouth the West Coast, it's going to be all the West Coast giving us all a bad name, not want any legends or icons to come back from the West Coast. Because if a bitch ran into my hotel room, we get into it. Deep tissue into it.
Okay.
She said it was like 18 bitches.
Right. I'm going to my closet and I'm pulling, going on that top shelf and we all getting into it. No shade.
Okay, thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. The next caller we have is 216-848. You're live on the air. 216-848, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hi, yes. My name is Tammy. I just want to give a big thanks to iconic Rodney Prodigy because after the ball in Pittsburgh, he gave me a good compliment after they chopped me for my category for Legendary Yolanda.
Is this Yolanda?
Yes, it's
Yolanda.
How
you doing, Yolanda?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing. Kelly, she brought it just like Yolanda. I mean, she's a bigger girl. She's a big girl, you know what I'm saying? But she brought it like Yolanda, painting the nails, the whole thing, the dip, the swing of the head, everything, and they chopped her. It was shade. Well, you heard it from an icon, and it was shade.
I just want to thank you for that. That's it.
No problem.
You're welcome,
baby, honey. The next caller that we have on the line, it's the father of all fathers, the legendary, iconic one, Tony Revlon is live on our airways with us.
Hello, y'all.
Hello, to everybody that's on the show. My thing that I would say, I listened to everything that everybody was saying on the other talk show, that I felt that it was kind of disrespectful to my house. One thing I'm going to say to first, I have a question to ask Yvonne. You made a statement on that other show that nothing was done inside my house. I was
No. Hold on, Tony. I said that was the rumor. That's what they felt. That's what was said. I don't know. I said I wasn't there, and I don't know what happened. I clearly would say that.
Okay,
I can't vouch for anything that I'm not there for. They were asking a question that I answered to the best of my capability from the little information that I knew about it.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to start from the boycott. I approached Friday, the Chanel's boycotted that. I spoke to Fred, me and Fred spoke about that. What took the case was, and Sean Ebony got on the other talk show and said exactly the same thing he said to me inside IHOP. For someone, I'm not even going to say someone, for Matt Chanel to tell Sean Ebony that the Chanel's not coming to your ball because of the last name of the other member promoter that's giving that ball was a disrespect. My whole house never did anything to Matt. It was a fair fight with Matt and Satonio. No one jumped Matt. Okay, second, I will also say whatever happened in Virginia, I was not there. Fred was not there. Yvonne was not there. The member of my house is in jail to this day. What y'all need to realize, and this is to everybody, that it's so funny that people could disrespect my house, say whatever they want to say about my house, but as soon as we tolerate, it's a big thing. It's a Revlon. It's the Revlon. What ball? And this goes to all, because I mean that's the oldest person that's been in this team. What ball did the House of Revlon come and start a fight? What ball? You name me a ball that we just came there and fought. We fight because of the fact of the disrespect. We fight because of the fact that the way other houses is treating my house. Now, such as what Cassandra just said, okay, that's how it's going to feel. But I will say this, with all that stuff happening in L.A., I did my best to try to get everything back for Cassandra. Okay, concerning why, because and me and Cassandra don't speak. Cassandra came to South Carolina, looked in my eyes, and did not speak to me at all. But at the same time, when JJ called me, I did my best to get her stuff back. Due to the fact of she comes from New York. That's why I did that. Now, such as how Lovely said to me, for anyone to say I don't have my house under control, let me bring back something. With Tanaya Mace Angel, we paid this. Why? Because I told my house to leave it alone. When I spoke to Lovely and them this weekend, I told them, look, I come from the House of Ebony. That's my first house. I have family there. I have gay children there. And I have members that's in that house that we love each other. So, therefore, I try my best to try to stop all this fighting amongst the House of Chanel, the House of Ebony, and any other houses. Now, such as I will also say this, that y'all need to realize that my house is not going nowhere. It's going to be here. If y'all can't take it, y'all can't take it. And that's just point blank. But don't say I have no control over my house, because I feel that I am the only leader that's been trying to squash this shit from day one. I spoke to Devin Chanel. I spoke to Destiny. And people need to realize people can't just go around and say whatever they want to say to somebody and
shut up,
somebody. That think that somebody's not going to do something back to them. Who the fuck do they think they are? Boycotting a ball? I don't boycott no ball. My whole house is coming to Divine Ball. Regardless of the fact that how they have disrespected my house down in South Carolina, my whole house is still coming to Divine Chanel Ball. Why? Because of the respect I have for her. My house has been preparing for this ball since January. So therefore about boycotting and all that stuff there, that's childish to me, that's very disrespectful to the house of Babylon. And for y'all, like someone, this question was asked before, and everybody, all divine, oh, we know nothing about this. Y'all know what's going on because y'all are in that group just as well that at that time when Shay Shay posted something up there and then one of your members posted it to my inbox. So therefore, don't say that no one knows. Everyone knows what's going on here and all that, but I will say this. I am sick and tired of these houses being disrespectful. I don't disrespect nobody house at all. If I have a problem with Rodney, I deal with Rodney. If I have a problem with Kelly, I deal with Kelly. I'm not going to take it out on no whole house. And that's just how I am. But I will say this, all these threats, I will be at the walls ball. And I will say this. That's my stomping ground. And if y'all know my history, that's all. I don't come to a ball. When I'm coming to a ball at that awards ball, I'm not coming with my house.
Who's taking you home?
Okay, I'm coming with my peeps.
No, Tony,
no one's saying
I'm going
to play or anything.
Oh,
don't
no.
start something. Excuse me?
Oh, no.
Tony, what was that on the other show?
It was a lot of Kelly. They was like all that negativity and all that, and me being on hold for 2 hours, saying my number, do not want to put me in. It is what it is with me. I have been very nice. London, Rodney, Kelly, Divine. I've been telling my house to leave things alone, pay it no mind. People in my house have went to jail behind this. One thing I would say this. To all of y'all, that I learned something last year, and I guess y'all have to probably be in that situation to get it together. But since I came home, I have tried my best to change. But I would not keep taking this disrespect from nobody because of the fact that my house tolerated on something that someone else did. My house have never been a punk. We are not about to be a punk. Towards anybody, and that goes to anybody because I'm really sick. I have been on this talk show many a time trying to make peace, and then I'm also going to say this to Marcus. Don't get on that talk show and make a statement that you said that, oh, look what house Tony in, Revlon. When I talked to all of y'all motherfuckers down in South Carolina, it wasn't no Tony Revlon. I was talking for Father Tony. Okay, I didn't give a fuck if it was a Day-Day call or a blank prodigy giving a ball. I would have still react the same way. I look at the bigger picture down here. So, therefore, all that stuff about, oh, look what house he in. Look, Marcus, I have met you halfway. I have given you a props concerning this situation here. But for you to get on that show and make that statement was a disrespect to me. And y'all can kiki, y'all can laugh, y'all can say whatever the fuck you want to say. I will be at the awards ball with my motherfucking house. And whatever y'all want to do, we can motherfucking do it. Because I'm not being nice no more. I'm not being nice, and that's just that. I'm not keep taking this disrespect because I have not disrespected nobody, no one at all. And that's just real. And the texts I'm getting and all that, don't text me the bullshit. Don't text me. I don't need no texts from nobody. I don't need no motherfucking inboxes from nobody or anything. If you can't get on the show or say it on my wall, say that motherfucking fake-ass shit for somebody else because I'm a real motherfucking nigga. And it's just like Arnold said on the other show, everyone talking about doing this, saying this. We talk about balls and no one's trying to make peace. No, not one time on that show that I heard. I also heard, oh, let's get this person on the line. Knowing that if both of them parties are on the line, what's going to happen? A problem. It's going to be a problem. And Rodney, Kelly, Devon, it's just real. And then for the two balls given Sunday up, I wash my hands with that. Because I try my best to try to squash that also. So at the end of the day, don't stop, motherfuckers, stop saying that Tony Revlon is a bad guy. Because if you know me, you know I have a heart. Okay? Yes, I did whatever I did last year, and I would do it again. And that's
oh,
it.
No. So the girls,
And these motherfuckers.
So the girls was promoted. The girls was promoting negativity and all type of violence on the positive show.
No, wait.
That's another show.
Wait a minute. Let me say something about that.
I'm not going to get on that conversation because that's between your two shows right there. I just felt disrespect because I know for sure they saw my number. But it's okay for the motherfuckers to accept them numbers and allow them to say whatever they had to say about my house, which is 26 years old. They've been out before every one of them motherfuckers that's on that show there. Respect is due to a motherfucking dog. And that's just real. My house has done a lot for the scene here. And we're going to keep on doing a lot. And we're going to keep on moving. Y'all can't stop us. Y'all motherfuckers can't stop my house because we're going to keep it going. We went down from the bottom, moving up to the motherfucking top since I've been home. Jealousy, Kim.
This is supposed to be
a ball. It's supposed to be concerning competition. But doing all this jealousy and all this can't take boycott.
Okay,
I'm going to show
Tony,
you
Tony,
how to boycott
Tony.
A ball.
Tony, but let me, in all due respect, Tony, you know I love you to death. But y'all, in any house, I'm not going to just say your house, but any house, my house members, your house members, and everybody else who's in a superior mode in one of their houses, know that your house acts totally different when you're there and when you're not there. Our presence means a lot. Yeah, they do the shit that we like and that we want them to do while we're standing there, but it's about what happens when we're not there, the jurisdiction, and the stories that we get. We always get three different stories. There's always, you know, I'm not directing it toward your house. I'm talking about events that happen in my shit as well. You know, I hear the outsider story, their story, and then the other person's story. And it's always, you know, it's like, okay, can we honestly say that our kids, you know, I know my kids don't always do the shit that I expect them to do or that I would like them to do when I'm not standing there. And that's just, in all honesty, that happens. It does happen. I'm not saying that that's what happened because I wasn't there, but I do want to throw that out there. I know
but
it's
like,
pride
you
know that we have with our kids. They don't always do the shit we want them to do when we're not standing
that's
there.
True.
Honestly,
that's true. But I will say this. When JJ called me, I called Lovely. Lovely did not answer the phone. I called her three times. I text her. It's I already know what the fuck happened. You need to pick up this phone or give me a call right back right now. She called me. I said, what is going on down there because of the fact that I'm hearing about Cassandra. Now, she gave me her side of the story. Once she said, Father, it was no Revlons involved. I said, it was no Revlons involved. So why are they saying that the Revlons came in that hotel and beat up the Ebony?
It was two.
Huh?
Because they always mistaken. They always want to say that. Whenever they see somebody from the Bay, they always want to just say, it's either Revlon or Ebony. When they see the people from Oakland, a lot of people don't even distinguish that they may be 007 or from different houses. They just feel like anybody from the Bay, they from the Bay. They from whoever you see the leader with, that's the house they're from. If Lovely's with them, they're all Revlons. If Joaquin was with them, it would have been all Ebonies. You know what I mean? And that's just how it goes, unfortunately.
But I will say this, Yvonne. When it got to me from J.J. Ebony, I took care of it. I called them. I said, look, if y'all say Cassandra had nothing to do with this situation, y'all need to give her back her stuff. Give her back all her electronics. If y'all say JJ, if y'all did not touch them, that means they had nothing to do with that situation at all. I explained it to Lovely and all of that the Ebonies, me and them are really, really close. You know, and for them to try to make this a Revlon and an Ebony thing, if that's going to be, that's what's up. But I already put out an example that I don't want no one to feel that I don't have control of my house. I control my house very well. And anyone that knows,
well,
I'm not saying that, Tony.
No, they're not saying that on behalf of other instances. That don't have nothing to do with here. That was what the rumor mill was producing from the Virginia area, was that, you know, these girls come out and they put their hands on people, and it's like they felt as if you didn't implement something to make them stop, because it was like the next time they seen them, they were doing they slapped one girl, punched another girl, then spit on another girl or something like that to that instance. So they felt like, well, you know, and
let me say
still around.
Okay, you let me say this to you. Let's just say that you, not a Chanel, and you in my house. You have so much respect inside this thing. And someone disrespecting you, and I say, Devon, just leave it alone. At the end of the day, you are your own individual. You're going to do what you have to do for the word respect. Now, such as people cannot keep going around thinking that they can do this to somebody and do that. I spoke to Derek. You could call Derek Chanel. I spoke to both of them on the phone at the same time. I made peace with Destiny. I made peace with Derek. That situation right there is just like what you said. If I'm not there, I cannot control it. Did I get on Destiny about that situation, about spitting on somebody? That was the most nastiest, disgusting thing. Like I told her, I would have rather you hit her than to spit on somebody. That was disgusting, and that was nasty. She is paying the price to this day right now. She is incarcerated, and she's gagging about the whole situation, you know, because she's there, you know. But at the same time, what I'm saying down here, Devon, I have got on the mic. I have said what I had to say concerning the Revlons, concerning the Chanels, when the Revlons and the Maseratis got into it. It don't be me. Because no one's going to step to me the wrong way. Nobody's going to disrespect me face to face. Nobody's going to do that. It be our members doing it, not forgetting about the relationship that the upper leaders have with each other. So therefore, if me get on a mic and trying to squash it, and then how can I try to squash something divine if I don't have a divine right next to me? I don't have a friend next to me. I even told Fred.
Hold on, Tony. We have two Ebony representatives on the phone. I'm gonna give y'all the next 9 minutes. We're gonna work this out and get this situated, honey. But then I gotta go into my nasty reading session and recap of my weekend. Hold on. Hassan Ebony, you're live on the air.
Uh oh.
Hassan?
I don't have a friend.
04254, you're live on the air.
Hold on. We have two Ebony representatives on the phone.
Hello? Okay, well, we're gonna go to the next one. Dexter Ebony, you're live on the air.
I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Okay, 562-402, you're live on the air.
My bad, I accidentally pressed it. Sorry.
Okay, press 1 again, please, and take your hand down. Dexter, do the same thing. Press 1 and take your hand down, Dexter. Hold on, let me go back to Hassan. Are you there?
Hello?
Hassan, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just listening right now. I had a conversation with Tony, too, as well. So, I mean, I don't know.
I spoke to Hassan Kelly.
I spoke to Stuart
about the situation. It's certain Ebony's I have a deep relationship with. If I had Dexter's number, I would have called Dexter. Okay? But one thing that, like, people need to realize this. Certain people in different houses is not going to fight each other. And that's just real. Just like me and Stu is not going to fight. Me and Hassan is not going to fight. Me and Dexter is not going to fight each other. These are half of the people that I have seen, I have watched grow. You know, so therefore, I have the respect that I have for certain people with their house that I tell my house, no, don't do this because of the fact that of other houses that I have relationship with. I have a bond with every house that's out there. I'm a part of every house that's out there, and I try my best to try to squash it. But I will say this again. If I don't have a Fred standing next to me, like I told Fred, which is my gay son, Fred, please come to this first Friday. Because if you at this first Friday, and if I'm on the mic and you're standing right by me and I'm passing the mic, that is how something is going to get squashed. It's not going to get squashed by one individual voicing, saying what they have to say. But boycotting a ball, I would not tell my house not to go to Devon's ball. I would not do that because Devon haven't done anything to me. But will, if Matt Chanel have a ball, Lawrence have a ball, no, we're not going. No, we would not. I would not. If Fred Chanel could have a ball next week, dude, why would I tell my house not to go to his ball? No, that's a disrespect to him. he's deep. And this goes to the Carolinas. Y'all need to know what y'all doing before boycotting a ball. Because of the fact, I personally feel
Tony, I think that they were feeling that. I think let me say this. What I gathered from the picture, it really wasn't much of a boycott situation. It was more or less, we just got through fighting these people more than once. We don't feel like going out here going through this right now. Let this shit just, let everybody sit this one out, let it die down or whatever's going to happen, because they felt like that would just be walking into a trap. If people expected them to be there and y'all just had some type of major blowout, what's the next step?
But then, but Devon, I will have to say this to you, okay? It's always two sides to a story. Whatever happened in North Carolina, which I was not there, concerning the father of my house and concerning another member in your house, they fought, then nobody jumped in there. It was a one-on-one fight there. Now, such as, like I speak to Fred all the time. That's my connection. I don't have to, I don't owe no one anything, explanation, but to Fred. You know, and that's what I have been doing. And I also reached out to Fred Devine and told my son, please come here, because if you come here, your member's going to come in, and we can squash this right here and then. But don't say that something's squashed and then it's not, because I just saw soda popping all of them at who ball? The Christian ball. I just saw a quarter of them right at the Christian ball. Me, soda pop ran up to the panel and hugged me. But then once that over, it go right back to shade again? No, that's being fake and phony. If we're going to squash it, we squash it. If y'all don't want to squash it, let me know, for then I can keep my motherfucking mouth shut and stop wasting my time.
I think that Fred and Shay Shay and Tony, I think that y'all need to give Tony a call so y'all can get to the bottom of this situation.
I spoke to all of them, Kelly. That's what I'm saying. I spoke to Shay Shay.
I think, you know what, it's time for us to get these motherfucking kids in line and let them know this shit is over with and it's motherfucking done, and that's how the fuck it's going to be, because this is getting out of control. All this boycotting and all type of shit of people ball, it's ridiculous. It really is. I don't want that to happen.
And guess what? Honestly, and I said it 2 months ago, that at the beginning, how everything started had nothing to do with the Revlon. It was a family thing. They fought. The Chanel jumped on a boy that had nothing to do with a Revlon. So it happened that boy cousin was a Revlon. They jumped that Revlon, Kelly, Devon, London, they jumped that Revlon. The Revlon stood right there and didn't do anything. They did a motherfucking thing. They did nothing. The Schnells jumped this boy. They had it on tape and all that. It was Revlon's there. But
animal.
They did not get involved with it because of the fact of what I'm telling them. Like, no, certain things you just have to leave it alone. And then at the end of the day, what happened? They still jump a Revlon. And my house still go, well, what do we supposed to do? Our dad say we can't get involved with this stuff here. But then they jump in the Revlon. The jump came from the Revlon. The Chanel jumped that Revlon first. That's what happened. They called me on the phone. By the time I got to that club, everybody was already gone. Everybody was gone. That's exactly what happened. Okay? It started with something that had nothing to do with the house of Revlon. And everyone feels that it's the house of Revlon. One person is not my house. One person is not the house of Couture. One, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So therefore, it was not a Revlon in the Chanel thing. But once you boycott Tony Revlon, boy, you like I'm like, what the fuck did I do to them? I didn't do nothing to Matt. I didn't do nothing to Soda Pop. I didn't do nothing to Lawrence or anything. And then y'all saying that what I'm doing to send to my house, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? And this is just real shit right now, Devon. The Chanels and the Revlons down here have never beefed it before. And too long we got into that house. We have never had a problem with the house of Chanel. Never of this is no disrespect or anything. When Lawrence was at Ebony, it was the same motherfucking shit. The same shit. Let's keep it real here.
Well, I guess Lawrence will see the problem.
We're not into it out here. I don't know. I'm kind of lost on that deal because we get along out here, you know. But I don't know.
They got along out here also. You can speak to all of them. Ask Soda Pop. Soda Pop will tell you, Soda Pop, and before I even moved there, Soda Pop and Keisha and all of my friends. Corey, all of my friends.
Tony, let me say this. I'm sure that you and Fred had your talk, like you said, and y'all came to some type of terms in regards to how to handle the situation. Just give Fred some time to deal with the situation, and I'm sure you'll see the results.
How much time do I have to give before somebody gets hurt?
But no, when did you speak to Fred last?
I spoke to my son when this stuff first started. I spoke to Shay Shay and all of that. No one can stop this, and this is no shade to you. Nobody can stop this but Fred Chanel and Tony Revlon. These are the only two parties that can stop this, and that's just real. And that's just being real. Nobody else can stop it. Fred, I speak to Fred all the time. Me and Fred just had a deep conversation. When I say deep, it was deep. You know, and then for them to turn around and boycott Dominique Moore too, Dominique wasn't fighting them. Tony Revlon, I wasn't fighting none of them. And kid, none of them said I was. I stood right there like, what the fuck is going on here? You know, it's a bunch of lies on both sides. It's a bunch of lies on the Revlon side. It's a bunch of lies on the Chanel side. None of us is going to get the full thing of what happened because we was not there.
Well, like you said, listen, Tony, like you said, you're going to meet at a proper forum at the New York Ball. You and Fred need to be able to try to get some type of mic time where y'all can resolve the situation between the Revlons and the Chanels at the awards ball. And once
So what you're saying are they boycotted two balls now. So I'm supposed to go to the awards ball now and squash it then. It should have been squashed before then. Because we feel disrespected. I'm not even going to say we feel disrespected. I feel disrespected because I haven't done anything to any of them Chanels and the Carolinas. I have spoken to them. They have caught me for a fight. I have raised some of them people. I have fed some of them people. People need to realize this. A house comes and goes. A family and a friend is there forever. People get in these houses, forget where the fuck they came from. They start getting a name and forget where they came from. Okay? I'm going to be there, and if I say I love you, I'm going to be there to the fucking day you die.
I know that's right.
Well, Tony, I want you to resolve this problem, Tony. I got to switch to the next topic, Tony, and you know I love you down. I'm going to call you after the show. We need to get this problem resolved. But I love you, Tony.
I love you, Tony.
Calm down, okay?
I'm calm. But look, any other time, Kelly, I'll be sweating in my house. I'm not sweating. I am calm. But what I need...
Tony, let me say this, Tony. I'm going to speak with Fred, and I would like for you to give Fred a call tomorrow at your convenience. And you and Fred need to see if y'all can come up with a final resolution. Because at the end of the day, this is the cause that you've been fighting for the last 8 months. And it makes no sense for us to be leading by example and then be the example that we were trying to lead for and not do it.
Let me tell you, me and Fred have a relationship that my house...
And if it's one individual, if it's just that one... Listen, if it's one or two individuals on our side and one or two individuals on your side, those are the four individuals that need to sit down with both fathers and get this shit together. And not the whole house, like you said, not the whole house.
Okay. I want y'all to hold on. Tony, I thank you for calling in, Tony. I want y'all to hold on. I'm going to take a commercial break, and then I'm going to come back with more ballroom madness. Okay, so hold on, y'all. Let me take a commercial break and we're going to come back.
ETC, Tempest to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast.
no tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all fake car. You understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number 1, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number 2, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. B2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Von Allure. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen, realist with a set. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue set. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team threesome. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And certain other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Commercial break. So all you callers that press 1 and y'all want to talk about topics that happened previously, y'all can take your press 1 and take your hand down right now, okay? Because all my cast has recapped their weekend, and now it's time for Mother to recap hers. So are y'all motherfucking ready, cast? Hello, Rodney, Divine, London, is everybody there?
I'm here.
Okay, well, let me recap my motherfucking weekend, honey. Everybody else recapped theirs, and now it's time for me to recap mine. The numbers are skyrocketed, the phones are packed, the chat room is packed, and now it's time for me to recap mine. What I'm tired of the faggots doing, okay, is every time I get into a motherfucking altercation, I'm tired of the girls always saying, Kelly got her motherfucking ass whooped. The queens need to stop given that, okay? If one thing y'all know about me, I'm never going to be a bitch that gets my motherfucking ass whooped. I'm doing the ass whooping. Yes, I went at a hot Atlanta this weekend. honey. And I was behind these boys that was parked, these butch queens that was parked in a motherfucking car and want to stop and be talking to their girlfriends. And we honked the horn and told them to move so we can go, so we can get around. And the girls gave much, honey, and we pulled into the parking lot at Club 91 after hours. And the queens thought it was choice to get out the car, and they was going to come and they was going to attack. So those little butch queens in Atlanta from the House of Pain, I think it was called, honey, and they said they're the girls that tear it down and fight down in Atlanta, and they run shit in Atlanta when it comes to fighting. No, baby, it didn't go that way with that night with Mother Couture and my two Mizrahi sons, honey. We tore ass down in Atlanta and whipped those girls' motherfucking ass and made them know exactly who brings the motherfucking pain. We brought the pain at motherfucking Club 91 in motherfucking Atlanta, okay? So that's the real tea. So everybody can stop saying Kelly got her ass whipped by these little butch queens that wore only 89 pounds. Honey, okay? That was part one of my recap. Part two of my recap, okay, is to that motherfucking Tonka truck looking ass motherfucking nigga, Miss Motherfucking Shawnees, that wanna go on the motherfucking Dallas show and try to read a motherfucking bitch, okay? Don't try to read me, bitch, okay? Because I gave my opinion on a motherfucking situation. And then you wanna have your girlfriends that wanna come behind and co-sign Miss Thing and talk about girls walking face and girls shouldn't be legendary for face and all types of things, Miss Thing. How can a motherfucking bitch that don't walk face or will never ever walk face tell a bitch they shouldn't be walking face or they shouldn't be motherfucking legendary? How motherfucking dare you, queen? Miss Thing, yes, you. You know who I'm talking about. Catch me if you can. But back to Miss Shawnees, honey. That hard motherfucking brick bitch, Miss Thing, looking like a motherfucking Mack truck with all that fucked up motherfucking body she got, okay? This is the problem with the girls right now. Everybody wants to sit and everybody want to talk about what a bitch was and who a bitch was back in the days. Yes, back in the days, Miss Shawnees was definitely that drop-dead gorgeous, lovely, bald-headed motherfucking bitch that definitely did motherfucking sit, Miss Thing, and definitely shattered records and all types of things, Miss Thing. But that night in Chicago, Shawnees was not on her motherfucking A-game. And for me to give my motherfucking opinion and bitches want to sit and make motherfucking videos and think that you're going to come and you're going to read me and talk about I the only became legend because I was somebody's bad bitch. Bitch, you don't motherfucking know me like you said in that motherfucking video. You never spoke to me or never said anything to me till I gave you that vote that you want over Sasha for, Miss Thing, okay? And if every other motherfucking judge that was on that panel seen what I seen and they seen it in that motherfucking video that you did with motherfucking Dallas, that you had that black eye bitch and you had that nappy ass motherfucking blonde hair and that big lot motherfucking effect that you had on bitch, you should have been chopped because it wasn't worth $1,000. And so if you are a bitch of status, you should know every time you hit the floor, bitch, you bring your motherfucking A game, bitch. You looked at like motherfucking dog shit and then you want to sit and read me, faggot, because you took that motherfucking $1,000 that you wanted that boy and you put it up in your motherfucking nose, bitch. Don't come for me, fella, because I didn't send for you, nigga.
Ooh.
Okay? Oh. And if you and your girlfriend is on the phone line and y'all would like to come on, y'all can press 1 so we can definitely have this reading session live and in motherfucking person, because don't send for me. And yes, Dallas took the video down because James Carr asked her to take it down, but I called Dallas today and told Dallas to pick the video back up because the fella already did what the fuck he had to motherfucking do. So now I'm doing what the fuck I got to motherfucking do, bitch, okay? Stop living on what bitches... Hold on, London. Stop living on what bitches was and what bitches are today. That's the problem. Everybody want to live on what bitches was. We are not talking about what you were. We're talking about what you are today, Miss Thing. Bitch lips look like motherfucking... She can suck 6 motherfucking dicks at one time. Motherfucking body all out proportion and all types of motherfucking things. All bruised up looking like a horrible-ass motherfucking mess. Y'all bitches got motherfucking nerve to want to sit here and come for me and send for motherfucking me because you made yourself look like a motherfucking transformer, foul. Go ahead, London.
Oh, bloody, no. Are you talking about two cons? Is it Nicola, the second one?
Yeah.
Baby, they know exactly who they are. Everybody wanted to know what happened at that nominations meeting, and everything that I said here on this phone line is exactly what I said at the nominations meeting earlier today. And I asked Dallas to put the video back up, but she didn't put the video back up, but that's on her, okay? But I'm going to say exactly what the fuck is on my mind because you want to read me because I gave a motherfucking opinion, bitch, and I was the one that gave you the vote to motherfucking read. And I only gave an opinion to tell you exactly how I felt, and I know what you're capable of doing, and you should have brought it like what I know you're capable of doing. And then you want to read me, mistake? You want to come and walk a motherfucking door with that chopped up ass hair, but then come on Dallas show with a sinning ass motherfucking wig. You nasty ass motherfucking fella. That's how you should have brought it at the fucking ball.
Like, she actually read the whole cast.
Baby, well, if that's her motherfucking opinion, she can have whatever opinion she motherfucking want, Miss Day. She took that motherfucking money and she sniffed it up her motherfucking nose, looking a hot ass mess. Oh, they sent the videos back up. Somebody can send the link to my motherfucking page because I only heard what she said from reliable sources. I woke up, I think it was Sunday morning, and had all these text messages on my phone, but James already had the video down already, bitch, okay?
So, Kelly, why couldn't you see it? The video is back up.
They said the video is back up. Dallas put the video back up so everybody can go and y'all can finish looking at the video. It didn't make any sense to take it down because the damage was already done already. I had 34 text messages about the video and all types of missed calls. So the video's already up, so the damage is already done. So it didn't make any sense to take the video down. But it's back up for y'all girls that want to go and have y'all motherfucking kiki on the motherfucking video. But one thing y'all bitches will never be, you know, bitch, that Kelly will not be y'all motherfucking kiki, bitch. Okay, I will never be your kiki, mistake. Because like I told Nicole, gang at that nominations meeting, bitch, okay? I don't see plenty of bitches that walk motherfucking face, bitch. None of these bitches out here is motherfucking face without motherfucking makeup. They look like natural, everyday, cute little cunts. None of them are face without makeup. So stop trying to sin for me because I didn't sin for y'all. Okay? And a bitch that don't walk face shouldn't have an opinion on a bitch that walks face. What the fuck?
Wow.
Bloody. But why was Nicola reading you at the nominations meeting?
Wait. You said Nicole read the whole cast. I didn't hear the video. Nicole read all of us?
No, Shanti, she read the cast a little bit.
Because I'm just seeing the video. I'm just seeing the video for the first time, and I'm letting Miss Shanti know. Actually, if you go to Google, baby, and you Google Kelly Miss Rahi, it comes up. When you go to YouTube and you put Kelly Miss Rahi, it comes up, bitch. My name is Nationwide, bitch, okay? I'm a household motherfucking name, fellow, okay? And everybody that wants to sit back and everybody that wants to give you praise, Miss Rahi, it's the same bitches that's reading you behind your motherfucking back. Okay, like I told Nicole at the nomination meeting. Nicole wants to turn around and ask everybody their opinion at the nomination meeting. They're not going to have a motherfucking opinion about me and my face. They're going to have an opinion about me behind my back, the same way they have an opinion about Shanice behind her fucking back, and they fucking read her. Because she makes a mockery out of her motherfucking self, Miss Day. Can't barely come out from motherfucking LSS, bitch, okay? That's not a motherfucking look that you want to have for a legend in a face path deeper, Nicole.
Kelly, Shanice is trying to get into the show.
Shanice wants into the show. Shanice's phone line is full. Nicole knew ever since 9 o'clock. That I was going to read that fella. They should have been on the line earlier. Bitches don't get special treatments around here.
Divine told her to come along.
Okay, if y'all want to call her, if somebody wants to call her and bring her on three-way, baby, y'all can do that. But nobody's not clearing the line for those girls to come on. Miss Thing, they already knew this was going down already. They should already knew. Every action has a reaction, so they should already knew that mother was going to react. And they should have been on hold waiting for the Shanice and Kelly segment because 133 girls in the chat room was waiting for it.
all the girls that's on the phone lines been waiting for it. The phone line's been jam-packed since 11:15 because the girls already knew where it was going to go. So the fella should have been online. Honey. Hold on. I have some callers. Let me see what these callers have to say. 313-725. You're live on the air. 313-725. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
This, what's going on, darling?
Hey, this is Keisha. Used to be Revlon Gotti.
Hey, Keisha. What's going on, baby?
What's going on? I had a couple of little what's up, Rodney? I just wanted to say a couple of things, you know, because I've been sitting here listening to both shows all weekend. And when people got to realize, everything we do in life come with a consequences. And they feel like when people do, like, I'm speaking on a Chanel's and a Revlon Beef or whatever is going on down here, because I've been living down in South Carolina for like 5 years now. And I was a mother, and like Father said, me and the Chanel's, we got along very good. And if the beef is such a big squash, and I understand why they keep dragging this more than what it is, because when we was in D.C., we was kicking, you know, I was with the Chanel's, and I even told Siobhan something, you know, on a friend to a friend, like, watch yourself, and situations like that. And I don't like the fact that when people say they're going to boycott a bowl, because the simple fact is, the Revlon, if they was really had beef with these girls, we would have came to their house. You know what I'm saying? We would have took it to another level. Ain't no beef. The beef been squashed. The beef been over. It wasn't even with the Revlons because we didn't even get involved
in
that.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but you know some of the girls do live in hotels, so that is like currently their houses.
But not the Chanel's. Keep it cute, London.
And it's not even like, it's not even given that because the Carolinas have built love for each other. And since Father came down here, you know, the Revlons was off the chain, but when he came down here, he definitely changed our ways of thinking, even though sometimes I don't agree to certain things, and that's, you know what I'm saying, but it's not given all that down here, so I don't know why the Chanel's giving, like, making it bigger than what it ain't, because I am cool with Chanel's. A lot of the Revlons are cool with the Chanel's, and when you jump somebody, and that's just in life, you jump somebody, you have to deal with the consequences on yourself, because if you be a fool to get jumped, and you don't come back and do what you got to do, and that goes with anybody. You know,
well,
just like Kelly, I'm quite sure if you get jobs or all, huh?
Let me say this, sweetie. I think rather than retaliate on a physical level, they rather just retaliate on a level of, you know what, let's not just deal with this by going to any of the Revlon functions. You know, we'll just leave them alone, they'll leave us alone, and we'll just leave it at that. And I think that's the attitude that they're taking down there.
But, you know, it's not like that down here, though. You get what I'm saying? It's not like that down here because we're all close with each other. And in the end of the day, Matt is one of my good nephews. You know what I'm saying? Matt is one of my good friends. Me and Soda Pops is, like, really, really close. It's not giving that down here because, you know what I'm saying, we all family down here. And that's
how
it's supposed to
be. Maybe it's just, like I was trying to tell Tony, maybe it's just certain individuals that need to sit down at a table, you know, like the round table of discussion, you know, and try to see if they can iron out their problem and have the adults sit down with them, you know, the leaders sit down with them that's in that region, and try to resolve it diplomatically, because it's not the whole house of Revlon and it's not the whole house of Chanel. It's just a couple of people. And those couple of people are the ones that need to resolve the problem, because at the end of the day, if there's a Chanel or a Revlon who's having a beef and they get into it, even though the rest of the other people may not want to be involved, excuse me, because it's their house member, they have an obligation to support and defend the right of their names, either or. You understand what I'm saying? So let's try to resolve this just by seeing who those individuals are. And if we can't get them together in a forum, let's see if a conference call can be done, and then you can just try to nip it in the bud from there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You sound like somebody who really understands what's going on down there, and that you guys do have a mutual respect for each other, So I'm just saying we're all adults at the end of the day. You understand? So all this childish behavior is really just so unnecessary.
Exactly. And that brought down what Kelly was saying. Everything comes with, she's just an opinion. They comment back on what Kelly was saying. They turn it to read. And so what do you think that Kelly's going to come back and do? She's going to read for her motherfucking name as well. Instead of sometimes, bitch, everything comes with a consequence. People say stuff and think nobody's supposed to come back and say nothing back. No, bitch, it don't work like that. You know? And that's just life. That's just how life is. That's how life goes, you know. And you do. That's how the cookies crumble.
Well, I really respect what you said, and hopefully you can be a mediator, you know, and see what you can do as far as bridging the gap. Because at the end of the day, this is all supposed to be fun, you know. It's not supposed to be about all of us fighting each other and stabbing and cutting and going to jail. Come on. You know, we already looking over our shoulders for the other shit that we may be doing in the real world, trying not to get caught. We going to want to get caught in our own environment for some bullshit. You know, it makes no sense. So let's see if we can try to resolve this, and let's just move on to whatever else is going on, you know, because life is too short.
Yeah.
It really is.
Oh, don't, please, with all due respect, don't do that on the air. You can private message me, but don't, you know, don't try to put me in my the air.
Did I hurt your feelings, London?
Okay,
no,
Kelly, that's all I had to tell.
It was kind of a low blow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just get ultra
hey, hold on,
protective
y'all, hold on.
Sometimes when it
wait,
comes to
on,
the Chanel. I apologize. But when it comes to the House of Chanel, I'm very protective.
I know that
if you had a house, you would understand.
I do have a house.
Call is 201-663. You're live on the air.
I hope Miss, what's this call, man? Girl, where is that lotion at in that car?
Caller, you on the air?
No, they're waiting for Shawnee. They're waiting for Miss Thing to call in. They're waiting for Shawnee to call in, they said. 570-677, you're live on the air. 570-677, you're live on the air. Okay, and let me make another statement. When Shawnee's called into the radio show last week, bitch, okay, y'all need to get y'all facts together, bitch, okay? I was not on the show when she called in the show. I had already had left the motherfucking show. So get that fact straight and together. Kelly was not hanging up on you because Kelly wasn't on the motherfucking phone when you called into the show. The next caller we have is Alexis, you're live on the air.
Okay. First of all, hello, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, Kelly, listen. See, this is why I got on you last week. If you didn't see it, you should have chopped it, and you could have avoided some of this. Now you have to deal with all this extra shit that's unnecessary. And no shame, I would feel some type of way because you voted for her being the person that you are, but you were wrong. Even
it is what it is, you know. We make mistakes and we do all types of things. But I'm the bitch that can handle. I can handle anything that comes my way. Okay, these bitches gotta handle what comes they motherfucking way.
But Kelly, listen, like, okay, the thing is, at the end of the day, Kelly, you're gonna do what you want to do regardless, and I know that. But I'm just saying, if you would have did what you thought was the right thing, if you thought she should have been chopped, you should have chopped her.
Here we go. Let me see.
All the rest of this would have been irrelevant. You understand
Alexis,
what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so whenever you get a chance to get on the panel, you just chop whoever, you know.
I mean, in London, that's what you're on the panel for. We always talk about what we're going to change, but when we get up there and have the chance to do it, we don't.
But
it's right as long as... I've seen all our choppers on house members. So, I mean...
Either way, someone's still going to make a big thing out of it.
I think that the whole way it all came from is because Kelly, after she voted for her, she turned around and read her on the show.
I didn't read her. I gave my...
Well, hold on. You didn't read her. You said what you thought, what you said was wrong with her. Because like I said, I wasn't there, so I didn't
know. Honest.
I was being honest, and I was giving my opinion on the situation,
right, okay,
and the girls want to take my opinion and take it to a whole motherfucking other level. Like the bitch said in the video, she don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. So for you to sit and have an opinion and want to read me, that means bitches that know me, okay, told you shit about me. Because she clearly said, he clearly said in the video, he don't know me. The only time we ever spoke, baby, with that motherfucking Sunday at the aftermath was the only time we ever spoke. And that was a motherfucking lie, because we spoke when the bitch was sick in motherfucking Jack's house when she came up for the photo shoot. That was not the only time we spoke. So if she stopped doing so much drugs, maybe she'll remember the times that we spoke. But for her to say that she don't know me or know of me, that means a bitch that knows me had to be telling her stuff.
So what you saying, Nicole was telling her stuff?
I don't know. Is that what you saying?
No, I'm asking. Come on, let's cut the shit. Cut the shit, Kelly. We grown ass women.
Talia just told me she's on the phone live.
Okay.
So, Alexis, we're gonna put you to the side, Alexis,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna go through the callers.
Cut the shit.
Okay. The next caller that we have 202-320. Your line was air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, yeah, this is Shawnee.
You're live.
Okay, come on, Judge. You had something to address, right? And Kelly, first of all, let me say this to you, baby. Bitch, you get high too. You send snow coats with my daughters and them. So, bitch, why you on the radio show act like you don't do this and you don't do that? Bitch, come on, stop fronting. Like, who you front in front of your
audience? Let me tell you one thing, baby. I never say
you
I
can't
never
tell me nothing, Kelly. You can't tell me nothing, bitch. You a bum bitch.
I'm not even gonna cut you off. The floor is yours.
Girl, your man ass, you keep coming for me, bitch. You keep taking shots at me, girl. Kelly, what do you walk? Only time I ever see you walk is when you walk in that Legend Star statement shit. And when you walk and you looking like a fucking clan, you talking about, I'm a truck truck. Bitch, you a truck driver. You big back bitch. How the fucking
thing? And
I'm
the
truck
driver. And I'm the truck driver, bitch. And
yes, you are.
Kelly,
let me tell you something, baby. I've been doing this for a minute. I've been doing this for a minute.
Okay, you've been doing it for a minute. And what you had back in the day.
It's called getting money. When you get money, you reinvent yourself. But you've been looking the same. Only thing that's changed about you is your nose.
No,
your
I don't
understand.
Gray, I
really,
your I really
don't
understand. Shawnee, I don't understand, Shawnee. But if you don't know me, Shawnee, like you said in the video,
you
Shawnee, you clearly said in that video, fella, that you didn't know me. So if you don't know me, Shawnee, how you know I had surgery and stuff if you never had a conversation and you don't know me? Because that's what you clearly said in that video.
Listen, Kelly, listen, you know, but that's what I'm saying. If you listen to what I said, I just specifically said that you get high. Well, you smoke coke with my daughters in them. That's how I know shit about. That's all the only thing I know about you, that you got a little nose job. Bitch has been getting a nose job. That ain't nothing. That's nothing to me. I never had one. But I'm in that because you, this is you, little bum bitch, that just come up, got a nose job. Bitch, please, like, and you, and
bum
that
bitch,
is like,
bum
you
bitch, really, really,
yeah,
a little bum bitch.
Yeah, like, girl, Kelly, listen, but you know what, like,
really,
Kelly,
really,
okay, you know,
I'm just gagging at you, bum bitch ass motherfucking bitches, because I'm gonna say what I gotta say, because you said what you had to say, so I'm gagging at you, bum bitch motherfucking bitches,
now somebody throws shots at you, it's a motherfucker,
and when they throw shots at me, I come back. Bitch, and I come back, and you, well, if you can handle, constructive criticism, bitch, then you wouldn't have made that motherfucking video that you made with motherfucking Dallas.
No,
if you can handle constructive criticism, okay?
You should have chopped me. Like the caller said, oh, this could have been avoided. You gave me. It doesn't matter. End of the day, I walk with $1,000. And bitch, you act like this is new. I'm always walking away $1,000. Bitch, my history speaks money, bitch. I get money. A okay, so are you lucky? I'm just entertaining you, bitch. The whole thing about this is that it was real foul what you did. You gave me your test. You chose me because you knew that was the right thing to do. Fuck, obviously I looked some type of way, bitch. You voted for me. I don't know. Or maybe just because James, your good girlfriend, was sitting beside you. I don't get it because Kelly, you told me this big badass bitch that you know she voiced her opinion and doing all that. But what happened? I mean, what happened? Was you on your period that night? I don't understand. Like, come on, big gangster Kelly, pop.
Are you done?
Girl,
are
please,
you done?
No, I'm not done.
Let me know when you're done. Go ahead, finish.
And then to know what you were saying about what my girlfriend told me. Yeah, my little girlfriend told me, like, shit, yeah. You know, Kelly ain't shit. Yeah, that bitch is asleep on my floor back in Atlanta. Like, you know, you're like little shit like that. I mean, whenever your name.
I used to sleep on somebody's floor in Atlanta.
I ain't going to throw names out, but girl, yeah, like, bitch, you. Bitch, Kelly. You are
I used to sleep on somebody. Go ahead.
Like, you sitting reading, girl. I can't, you know, and for real, I wasn't even trying to take it this far. I was my first recording this show, regardless of that, you know, you were knowing me, you was going to shout, so thank you for your vote. Because, I mean, again, like I said, I walked away again with $1,000. That is what I do. And for you bitches to act like that, y'all don't know. Like I said, you could Google me. When you Google or YouTube Shawnice Khan or Ebony, it's always she is the winner. I don't walk for trophies.
You can Google me too.
You looking a fucking mess, not winning.
Let me set this straight.
When in Chicago, I really wasn't high. Since you commented, everybody else don't know what happened to $1,000, which I bought me another pair of red Louboutins. Bitch, you can't walk a mile in my Louboutins, bitch. That's what I do. Okay, so come on, get your shit straight.
Are you done now, nigga? Okay, so now let me tell you and your motherfucking nasty-ass girlfriends that gave you your tea mistake. When I lived
they
in Atlanta
your
for...
No,
they're not my girlfriend's mistake.
They
when
are,
I lived
Kelly,
in Atlanta... When I lived...
Listen, bitch.
I let you talk, and I didn't say anything. Now it's my turn.
Go ahead. You know, I apologize.
Okay?
Go ahead.
Okay? Bitch, when I lived in Atlanta for the year that I lived in Atlanta, when I lived with Andre, I never slept on anybody's floor. I ain't never been a bitch to sleep on anyone's floor. Listen, I shut up when you talk. Now this is my motherfucking
right.
turn. That's not the first time you ever spoke to me. I spoke to you
because every time we come around, it's always some type of hostility.
Okay. Because I started to cut you off in the beginning when you talked, but then I stopped and I let you say what you had to say. But then you're not letting me sit here and say what I have to say. So now we have to mute you, fella, okay? Because the only time I ever lived in Atlanta was back in 2000 when Andre moved to Atlanta. And Andre can motherfucking come up on this show and tell you, when I lived in Atlanta with Andre, I didn't sleep on anybody's motherfucking floor. I had my own bedroom when I lived in Atlanta with Andre. So when a faggot told you that, Miss Thing, bitch, tell him I said to suck my motherfucking ass. Never slept on anybody's floor. And for a bitch to tell you, bitch, that I motherfucking get high, bitch, I have never ever once came on this show and never said I never get motherfucking high. The difference between my high and your high is, fella, I'm a record you, drug user. I don't get high every time I step out my motherfucking house like you and your girlfriend that you run with. I choose when I want to get high. I choose what I want to play and do what I motherfucking do, bitch, okay? The last time I got high was about 6-7 months ago, and all your girlfriends and your sisters and everybody that told you that sees me out and asked me, do I want a bump, do I want this and do that, I say no, because I don't want it. I don't need to get high, bitch, on a motherfucking Rogue Tuesday mistake. I don't need to get high at every motherfucking rumble. I don't need to get high at every motherfucking club night that I
need to step on my motherfucking house and put coke and shit up my motherfucking nose. And the difference between me and you, when I get high this day, I don't get high on my supply. I get high on your girlfriend's motherfucking supply. Your girlfriends go out there and suck dick and get their dick sucked and say, and come in the club and buy coke and offer me motherfucking coke. And when I decide to bump it, I motherfucking bump it. But I love motherfucking pay for it, bitch, because I don't use my motherfucking money to pay for motherfucking drugs, bitch, because I got other motherfucking things that I need to do with my motherfucking drug fella. And the first time that I ever had a conversation or spoke to you, bitch, was when you was at Jack House and you came up here for that Little Red Riding Hood photo shoot, bitch, and you was sick at motherfucking Jack House, bitch. That was the first time me and you had a conversation and I talked to you and said hi and hope you feel better. So get your motherfucking facts together and just stay about the motherfucking clouds, bitch. Maybe you'll know the first time we spoke, bitch. I remember every motherfucking thing and every motherfucking time, fella. Bitch, I'm a little bum, dirty motherfucking faggot. Never been a bum, dirty motherfucking faggot at all, bitch. I'm motherfucking 35 years old, bitch. I had my own since I was motherfucking 17. Bitches came and slept on my motherfucking floor. Bitches came and slept on my couch, bitch. Don't motherfucking do you, fella. I ain't never been a bitch to put an ad up and sell my motherfucking dick and sell my soul to the devil. You all sold that motherfucking dick so much and got that body reconstructed so motherfucking much. Bitch, you look like a motherfucking transformer, fella. Okay? So now tell your girlfriend that told you that, Mustang, bitch. Don't play with me, bitch, okay? Because I am motherfucking mobile now, bitch, and shit is going to motherfucking change starting tomorrow since your girlfriends want to give you tea and all types of things. And I know your two girlfriends that gave you the motherfucking tea, Mustang. Now let's see how your girlfriends want to play with me. Hello? Is my cat still there?
I'm here.
Bitches want to sit around and bitches want to tell T. Tell them to give you facts. Actual facts, okay? That's what they need to do. Give you real motherfucking facts about me. I ain't never been a motherfucking bum bitch. Never, ever, once, ever been a motherfucking bum bitch. You bitches, they call me a motherfucking not mistake and call me whatever the fuck these motherfucking bitches want to motherfucking call me. But one thing y'all not going to motherfucking do, like you said, you a legend. You don't want plenty of the years. And all those motherfucking legends and all those other years that you won over all these motherfucking years for the last 8 years, Miss Motherfucking Chinese, they came from motherfucking me. Not motherfucking Jack and Andre. They came from me. I supplied all you girls with your motherfucking upper year and your motherfucking trophies and everything. No that fella. Okay? All the fucking food that y'all ate for the last 8 years over all these motherfucking tables that had anything to do with Miss Rahi in the back of it, I supplied that for all of you motherfucking faggots. But all the other faggots took the motherfucking credit for my motherfucking work. That was my magic. All they did was pay for the venue and make some motherfucking catalogs. I made everything else happen, bitch. All those trophies that y'all bitches are running around with, those are Kelly Couture motherfucking trophies. Keep fucking kill. Never been a motherfucking knot, bitch. My bills are always paid on time, okay? I don't pay portions of my motherfucking bill. I pay the whole motherfucking bill. Now we got another caller. 718-304, you're live on there.
Kelly, I need you to calm down. I know you upset, but don't let these girls, you know, take your pressure up, girl. Come on. It's not...
Take my pressure up. I just got to let these motherfucking bitches know. Because I'm tired of bitches. Bitches want to go around and bitches want to act this and act that and all types of motherfucking shit because she want to get information from motherfucking bitches. How you want to get information from bitches that can't even pay their motherfucking bills? Like, how the fuck did you, Mistake? I know exactly where she got everything that she got from. Bitch, nobody knows. None of these motherfucking girls know my motherfucking government name. None of these girls, and you got an old school girl that knows me, like she said, she don't know me. She don't, and the way she got that information is from bitches that can't motherfucking pay their bill and be paying the minimum balance on their motherfucking bills. And bitches want to send for me, bitch, don't send for me, bitch, because I'm going to come to you before you send for me. Bitch, trust and believe, mark my words, bitch, I am motherfucking mobile once again, bitch, trust and believe, the girls are going to be reading me down on motherfucking Facebook tomorrow.
Kelly, let me ask you, what else happened this weekend?
Why is Taylor doing this?
Huh?
I said, what else happened this weekend? Did something happen in New York?
Did something happen in New York? I don't know what happened in New York. Only thing I know is, honey, only thing I know is that I was in Atlanta this weekend. I went to 708. I had a fabulous time, okay? I popped my 3E pills, okay? I took my motherfucking 4 motherfucking bombs, bitch, and I went back to my hotel room and I went to motherfucking sleep, and I ain't paid for none of it. But I had a fabulous motherfucking time because I'm a real motherfucking bitch. I party for my sister's birthday. And when the next time I run a party, it'll be for my birthday in May.
I know that's right.
Okay? A bitch can't try to put me on motherfucking blast, bitch. You can't come for me, bitch, because I tell everybody, I've been saying it for the longest on this show, mistake, what I do and how I motherfucking do it, bitch. I never say I motherfucking do drugs or any of that. I've been said that a long time ago, bitch. I've been told everybody that a long time ago. Bitch, I'll be a hypocrite, bitch. And I told everybody this a long time ago, that me and my lover is trying to have a baby, mistake. And I would be a hypocrite, bitch, to take and have a child, mistake, and my child wants to do drugs, mistake. And I'm telling them, no, don't do drugs, mistake. How can I tell you something that I never experienced? Okay? You got to walk the walk, the talk, the talk.
So, Kelly,
okay, so for me to be a fucking hypocrite, running around here telling my gay kids and my world child, if I have one, not to do drugs, mistake, and I never did it, I would be a hypocrite.
Okay, Kelly, I can't be on all night because I have to work in the morning, so I'm trying to get the info on the highlights of the ball because you haven't talked about the ball yet.
What ball?
Wasn't there a ball?
No, it was only the two balls that Rodney and Devon talked about. It was no balls in New York this weekend.
Oh, so Rodney, what was he talking about with the realness category? What happened with that?
He was just saying how
He don't believe in all that pushing and, you know, banging and stuff like that. When you walk realness, you're just supposed to stand there and let the judges do the judging and vote. So that's what he was talking about.
Oh, because I had thought somebody had went off for the category and they was doing it.
Everybody, you know how hype like Neil gets sometimes and Faith gets sometimes.
Yeah.
They walk. It was one of them. One of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's like, you know, he's from L.A. and like, that's his first time in Pittsburgh or, you know what I'm saying? As far as like,
so
trying,
how did
like,
the girls? How did the girls do for their voguing skills in Pittsburgh?
I was with a lot of out of town girls in Pittsburgh, so you know, we had the mix. You had the Selenas, you had the Moomoos, you had I can't think of what he's doing next. You had Little Kenny from Baltimore. You had, it seems like people mixed in. You had Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. They're like different people, so everybody blended in. It was some high battles.
Did they have a best dressed spectator category?
Someone just sent me an inbox.
Okay, go ahead, London.
They said the people willing to Sharnice is Jack and Nicole. There is a bunch of behind the scene talking about Kelly. They are trying to bring her down.
A bitch ain't gonna bring me down. I'm still standing. And I'm gonna always be standing. These faggots would never, ever bring me down. They could never. Bitch, I'll bring them down before they bring me motherfucking down.
Kelly, someone's telling me to tell you to clear the lines.
To clear the lines?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Are they worth coming on the line for talking, London?
Yeah, I think they want to spill some tea.
Oh,
cool. The lines are clear. I don't know how long they're gonna stay clear, but they're clear for a minute. You know these girls calling real quick. You know what else? What else I need to talk about? I need to talk about before. Do anybody know what happened to Mother Latoya Herrera? I heard she got busted in her head in Cleveland or something. We need to find out the tea about that. Hold on, we got some more callers. 202-375, you're live on the air.
I missed out this Dollars.
Hey, Dollars, what's going on, darling?
I'm good. I just keep getting a whole bunch of messages. People asking me, why did I originally take the video down? Like, why do an interview? and have Shawnee speak her piece and then delete it. You know, at the end of the day, you know, Shawnee tried to call in the radio station and whatever happened, happened. And, you know, she reached out to me and she wanted to come on and speak her piece. But Shawnee was going to be on my show regardless. And, you know, I got a call from James. And because he asked me respectfully and I have respect for James, you know, I decided to take the video. I made the video private. The video was never taken down. It was just private. Nobody could see it. So, you know, even though he asked me to take the video down, at the end of the day, 400 people had already seen the video. You see what I'm saying? So the damage had already been done. I mean, everybody, Tony said what she had to say. Everybody heard both sides of the story. So for all the people asking, you know, that haven't gotten a reply from me, that's the reason why, because James asked me to. And when Kelly, when I spoke to Kelly today, you know, she said, you know, Dallas, you might as well go ahead and upload the video, upload it, because everybody already saw it. You know, I just hit unfollow, so the video has been up for a couple hours, actually. So, I mean, it is what it is, but I'm just glad that both of y'all was able to speak and say whatever it is y'all need to say. Y'all probably never speak again, but at the end of the day, y'all both...
Well, you know what? You know what it is? You know what it is? If Shawnee's had actual facts of her own that she spoke about me, I respect Shawnee's more as a woman, okay? But Shawnee's was used as a motherfucking puppet, motherfucking doll for other bitches that scared the motherfucking say what they got to say about me. That's what she was, that's what they used her as, a fucking puppet.
And you know what, Kelly, that may be true, but at the end of the day, she says she don't know you, you don't know her. So
like you just said, Lana, she don't know me. We never spoke or had a conversation. So how you know so much shit about me? Because bitches used you as a fucking puppet and gave you tea to go out there and say what you thought that was actual fact that wasn't motherfucking true. And those bitches are sitting back, and they sitting back, and they keep kid, and they motherfucking laughing, bitch, because, bitch, I just tore into her motherfucking ass, because nothing that, anything that Kelly do is out in the motherfucking public. I never once said I never did drugs or anything. One thing I never did in my life, and I picked this on Barbara Dolores Hunter, may she rest in peace, motherfucking 9 years. I ain't never been a bitch to ever sleep on anybody motherfucking floor, bitch. I never slept on anybody floor. I had my own since I was 17. My magic been nasty for the last motherfucking 10 motherfucking years until I stopped 6 years ago. I never slept on a bitch floor. Bitches always slept on my floor. So for a bitch to give her a fact that I slept on somebody's floor and I was somebody's not and I was somebody's motherfucking bag lady and somebody made and I begged and all types of shit to be legend, bitch, I ain't never begged or asked for one motherfucking thing that I got in this boardroom seat, because at the end of the day, what you do in this boardroom seat, you can't take that and you can't stick that to a motherfucking resume, because it's worth motherfucking shit when it comes to real motherfucking life. And that's what the girls need to get to her head. I never once read that lady or anything I said about that lady, bitch, it was actual fact. The girls need to stop living on what they were, okay, and what they are today. Because back in the day, Shawnee, that bad boy-headed, like I was telling my girlfriend earlier, that bad boy-headed motherfucking bitch, honey, that with that nice motherfucking body mistake that used to go down to Miami to the Rough Niners parties and all types of shit with Shania, you are not that bitch that you was back then. You turned yourself into a trans fucking former.
Hello, Dallas. Wanted to know about me. I'm London. Hello.
Hi, London. Oh, and before you say that, London, Shawnee did not read the cast. Shawnee was unclear about who was actually putting her on mute. If in fact she was being put on mute.
Shawnee was unclear about a lot of things, Dallas, because I wasn't even on the phone lines when Shawnee came on the radio station.
Kelly, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And I just want to say this
about Devine.
And let me say this: This is RR. I never said anything about Shawnee used to have faith. I never said anything about Shawnee at all.
Okay.
But she did say she wasn't sure.
She did say that.
I'm clearing it up that I never said anything about Shawnee at all. Because my whole thing is, if I'm judging, I'm going to judge it then. If I wasn't there to judge it, who am I to judge it over the phone? And as far as I'm concerned, Shawnee is up in the top with the top girls of beauty. That's where I've always seen her, and that's where I'm going to leave her. All this other stuff, it has nothing to do with me.
So a lot of times people, because I'm on this show, they want to target me because they think that if they hear something shady and they're not sure who it came from, oh, it was probably RR. I'm not here for that.
Oh, that's like that number one. They use me and Charlie like that now.
No, but you know, the whole thing is, if you go, because everybody, and yeah, it was my fault, I should have chopped, okay? And I'm going to take that. But if you go and you look at the still of motherfucking Dallas video before it starts, okay, y'all can see the black eye that Sharnice has underneath her eye that was coming through her makeup, okay? I have seen Sharnice for years, Miss Thing, come out and rock sock, Miss Thing, okay? And this situation has nothing to do with the House of Couture and the House of Cards. This is Kelly and Sharnice. I was just giving my opinion. And it came through the makeup. You seen it, bitch. It was supposed to be a chop. But I graced that lady with 10. And I just came and I voiced my opinion on the situation. And then you want to take it, you want to sit, and your girlfriends want to use you as a puppet to come and read me because they couldn't come their motherfucking self? Now I'm going to show the girls how to be the puppet master. Because I want to play the game now. And I've been trying to be nice, and I've been trying to be sweet, and I've been trying to not let this other fucking Gemini side out of me. But, bitch, I'm going to let this motherfucking Gemini side out of me tomorrow, bitch, and where the cards may lay is where they're going to motherfucking fall tomorrow, Miss Thing. Because trust and believe, y'all going to know my wrath, because the girls is going to read me nasty on motherfucking Facebook, bitch. Trust me. They're going to read me nasty, and I'm going to be all types of bitches tomorrow. But I'm going to show these girls how to motherfucker play this game, because I'm done. I'm letting the other motherfucking side out, bitch. And RR knows exactly what I'm talking about, and Jasmine knows exactly what I'm talking about. And RR hung up the phone when I said the other day on the phone. He said, I don't want to have nothing to do with this conversation, and he hung up the phone. I was being nice, and I didn't go do it, but I'm going to do it now, because I'm going to show these bitches to stop fucking playing with me.
And to all of you that are sending me tea about Nicola and Jack, call in, because from now on I'm just going to speak my mind, not yours. Thank you.
Okay. So hold on. We got another caller. 562-481. You're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. This is Shay Fella. just calm down. Y'all take this shit too serious. But your fella shit is hella funny, and I'm definitely feeling that. No shade.
Thank you, caller. The next caller we have is 646-402. You're live on the air. 646-402, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 917-204, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
I'm here. I was in and out of your conversation. I'm not sure what happened. I hear you throwing shots and people thinking it's me. Let me let you know something clearly. When you and I was arguing, we were arguing about faith. When you and Sean, me and Shanice talking, we are talking about faith. I don't need to discuss or speak about anything about anybody else when we are on one subject. We are talking about faith. I told you what I thought of your opinion about faith and what you thought about faith. All this other stuff is her girlfriend and somebody puppet. I ain't nobody motherfucking puppet. Ain't nobody can never say nothing about me that I can't say about myself. And due to popular opinion, I know the truth. So while you sitting here and you saying that if your girlfriend told Kelly, if I wanted to tell her something, that's not what I was wanting to tell her. And you and I both know that. So don't sit here on this phone and act like you can do anything to me and assuming that I spoke to Shanice and spoke about drugs or anything of that matter. You are crazy. And that is your insecurity. What we spoke about was faith. And what was given when me and you was on the phone discussing your opinion, I was on the phone discussing something with Shanice, and we were listening to you talk about your opinion about faith. That was it. It went no further than that. So anybody else that is downing you or talking, you think nobody else knows nothing about you, you keep it over here. But do not make threats that you can't keep, because you can't keep no threats when they come and told me, because just as much as you know about me, I know about yourself. You should ask me. I would never do that to you. We're talking about faith. Con, faith, couture, Tati, that's what this is about. Nothing else. So all the opinions of other people you read, you can put up what the fuck you want. They have tried. No one has succeeded. It doesn't apply to me. I never discussed
anything about your personal life to Shanice, because that's not what it was about. We discussed face. I felt she had it, you didn't, and you shouldn't have been talking about it. And that's the argument you and I had today. We were not talking about anything else. So while you're sitting there jumping, thinking that nobody knows about you, that's not true. A lot of people know about you, just like a lot of people know about me, and a lot of people know about everybody else. So don't be making these shots and making these threats, Kelly, towards me, and this person can only know your real name. No, 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 Buka. It don't work like that. You've said your real government just like I have said my real government. Don't blow shots at me if you do not know your facts, because Shanice and the people that are saying those things may not know nothing about you. But just like me and just like you, we know enough about each other. So don't blow shots like that, because that's not the tea, and I would never do that to you. We argued on what we argued about, and that was that. Faith, our house, balls. You and I relationship go way above that. So even still, if you believe that, you do what you do. You do what you need to do. You do whatever you do. They all have tried and they all have failed because you're wrong. We never,
Nicole,
I never
Nicole,
that, never.
Nicole, aren't you supposed to be in the chambers?
Who's in the chambers?
Nicole.
Yes.
Listen, let me tell you something, baby. If it don't motherfucking apply, let it motherfucking
fly. No, Kelly, don't play me. You sitting here, these only say they calling in my name. You talking about girlfriends, your girlfriend,
Nicole,
your girlfriend
never
and not your sister. Come on, don't do that. You whack. You know you whack because you want to know something.
I never listened. Let me tell you something.
When
I was listening, hold on, I'll let you talk. Now you let me talk, okay? I never once mentioned your name. The only time I threw a shot at you, okay, is when I said that a bitch that don't walk face should not have an opinion about face. That's the shot I threw at you. The other shots wasn't at you. So like
no,
I said, if it don't apply, Nicole, the only shot I threw at you, that a bitch that don't walk face shouldn't have an opinion about face because she don't have it. That's the only shot I threw at you. The other shots was not for you. So if it don't apply, let it motherfucking fly.
Okay. We know. We are we clear on that, though? You know, we're clear on each other.
Okay, I said, let it fly. I was not talking about you. So okay, if the shot don't apply, let it fly.
Okay, I just wanted to just be clear because I heard London saying Nicole when Nicole was not there. I don't give that. And you and I both come from the same place.
It's only reading what people. Oh, London is only reading what people.
Oh, no. Well, no, I'm not saying anything to any of those people, period. I don't get down like that, Kelly, you know. And if anything I want to read you about, if you heard that I said, you can say she said it to me. You know that. I don't play like that. I'm just as bad as you, and I know too much. I would never do that to you. We're talking about face, and if you want to argue about face, girl, although I don't think that you should be arguing about face, but if you want to argue about face, then that's
what you should be arguing about face because you ain't never walked it.
And you never walked it either. You just walked upon it.
Okay, I walked upon it just like every other bitch that walked upon it. Because if you see any of those bitches outside of a ball, bitch, none of them can motherfucking walk face.
You know what, Kelly? You said something earlier that was interesting. You said everybody don't understand that all the awards, all the food, all the stuff that was given out, it all came from you. So in return, you got to be legendary face. Isn't that quite obvious, then?
What you said?
You did get something back. You got something back with all the food and the trophies and everything that you did for the last 8 years from the House of Mizrahi. They rewarded you. They gave you legendary face.
Oh, they didn't reward me or give me anything. I was never deemed anything by anybody in the House of Mizrahi. Okay? So stop trying, Nicole, with your shady, with your shady
Well, because if you want to read about the face, I can do that with you. But when you go on somewhere else with it, you're going to get real. But face, Miss Kelly, we did that at the nominees. You know how I feel about that face.
I wasn't deemed anything by anybody in the House of Mizrahi, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're not going to do. And anything that I accomplish in the ballroom scene is because the girls have voted for me. And if you don't
that
see my face, if you don't see my face, Nicole,
it's a lot of other people out there that don't see it. But then there's a lot of other people, bitch, that's been voting for it, for Big Girl's face for 7 years in a row, okay? This is, last year was the first year that I haven't won in 7 years. So if you don't see it, you don't have to see it. You don't have to see it, Miss Thing, okay? But it's there, okay? And it's there. It might not be on when I come out and I'm Banshee Cunt, but when I go to my motherfucking makeup artist, Miss Thing, and he gets into my motherfucking face the way he gets into every other motherfucking bitch face, it's motherfucking face. You got no other choice but to motherfucking see it, okay? And if you can't see it, Miss Thing, I think you need to take your Medicaid card and go and get you some contacts so you can see it.
Okay. I mean, we all have an opinion, don't we?
Yes, everybody has an opinion. Like the girl said, Nicole's not real in the people's mother, but I don't tell Nicole what people think or feel.
But Nicole,
you know
what? They said that
I'm
not real in people's mother. You.
But you said what?
I said they said I'm not realer than people mother, but I'm realer than you. So you shouldn't
okay,
be telling
well, we
me nothing
only,
about
only, only time can tell. And like I told you at the nominations meeting, I'll see you next Saturday for Legendary Realness.
Oh, girl. Good luck this time, being that you never have been successful a day
okay.
in your life. But good luck.
Baby, I'll see you next Saturday. So you just make sure you're on point and you're ready.
Enjoy your show with the rest of your
okay.
cast. Good night.
If you start tonight, you'll be ready by next week.
No, I'll be ready when I decide to get ready, not when you call for me to get ready. I did with you so many times already. Don't you recall?
Well, baby, it's on,
don't
only
you
thing
recall,
you can do
we
is,
did this in our Butch Queen and Drags days.
The only thing
this.
You can do is to motherfucking do it, Miss Thing. I don't want to hear no excuses, Miss Thing. I called who I called out for Big Girl's Realness, and now I'm calling the mother for Legendary Realness.
Well, you know
wait,
what?
Nicole is going to finally be at her ball.
Nicole is finally going to finally be here. I didn't hear you.
At a ball.
At a ball?
Yeah, you know you're like a house mother.
I don't go to many balls. Yeah, I'm gonna be at that ball, and I'll be at a couple other ones. But that's not the point at hand right here. The point at hand is that whatever ball I was at, and whatever ball I did walk realness, and your big pop girl got on the floor, I have always won over her, and that is that. She's never that. Okay. And good luck
well, like
and
I
this
said,
time around.
Like I said, say. This is definitely going to be a friendly battle. This is going to be. It's going to be a friendly battle, and it's going to be overall East Coast mother 2 years in a row versus mother, legendary mother, Nicole Kahn.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the girl that had tonight. Mm-hmm.
Because like I told you at the nominations meeting, I only been overall mother for 3 months. So East Coast Mother of the Year goes to me once again. And if I don't get it, we know it's shade.
No, it's not shade, Charlie. It's not shade. The only shade it is that you're a mother with a very loud voice and a loud platform. There's nothing shady about that. You couldn't do what I do for my kids anyway, but you don't have the mentality. You have to have the mentality to be the
mother
like I am. You have to, that's all you do is travel. And how you doing that, I don't understand. But that don't make you a mother, sweetie, okay? I don't give a fuck how many planes and buses you get on, how many people sponsor and co-sign you.
A lot of things, a lot of things. A lot of things. We had this discussion last Tuesday. A lot of things don't make people a mother. Sitting behind a computer doesn't make someone a mother.
See, you're not talking about me because I don't sit behind a computer all day, and I do way more than just that, and you know that because I do for your kids as well, Kelly.
Okay,
about
a real mother is hands.
What are you talking about, Blanche? The only thing
hey,
you do
I'm
is
hands
on
I'm traveling, I'm all over the place, I'm on the floor,
yes.
I'm on the patio,
yes.
I'm all
yes.
over, I'm a hands on
yes.
mother.
Yes.
They'll give
yes,
you,
you
they'll
do.
Give you,
you
a real East Coast mother
place.
Next year
you
because it'll only be you, Cabbage, and Brittany left.
You have nothing else to do.
Y'all can fight it out, y'all can fight it out next year, but this year. It goes to me once again.
Yes, keep advocating, and I wish you well, and you travel all over the world.
Okay, it's already
you have
done.
Nothing else to do.
And you have
travel.
A nice night, Blanche.
You too, Blanche.
Oh.
Caller we have is 718-304. You're live back on the air.
All right, Kelly. Hey, Nicole, y'all are something else, honey.
Okay.
I will be there to see that battle, honey. I will definitely be there to see that.
And the shade is, I'm going to pick her up and I'm going to drive her to the ball.
Because
I don't want no reason for her to say, I could not make it to the ball, so I'm going to pick her up and take her to the awards ball.
Oh, wow. All right. One thing I just wanted to call in, I just wanted to defend yourself, Kelly, and RR about the Shanice when she was, you know, a little intoxicated or whatever last week. The only people that was on the line when she had called in was Divine and London, and they were defending her from people who were calling in trying to criticize her or whatever. You had hung up because I think you were going to Vogue Night Tuesdays or something like that. And RR hung up too. So it was only Divine and London on the phone. So I just wanted to clear that up for people who don't know what really happened. Well, for Shanice, if she's listening, no one else was on the phone but Divine and London, and they were defending her. Am I right or wrong, Divine?
No, that's right. We weren't having it.
Bitch, I gagged, bitch, that I kept hanging up on her, and I was reading her, and I wasn't even on the phone. I didn't even know she called into the show.
No, we were hanging up on her after a while. We were just, because we didn't recognize the number, so we were just like, we didn't want to take any more calls and, you know, feed into it any longer, you know, for anybody to even say anything else about her. We just wanted to push on to the next subject.
Yeah, we felt that she needed some air, not time on the air. She needed some air.
Right.
I'm going to fuck you up. But thank you, caller, for definitely calling in.
Okay, thanks.
Tommy, you're back on the air. Tommy? I guess Tony's just listening. The next caller we have is 678-698. You're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, baby. Who am I speaking with?
I guess I would be a 007. I'm actually interested in getting into the balls or whatever for walking. I guess it would be, what is it, face and I guess women's runway. I just wanted to say I really enjoy this whole thing or whatever, but at the same time, I'm just trying to figure out, like, what is, like, the high point by me being, you know, a real woman or I guess y'all would say real fish or whatever. Like, what's, like, the high point of getting into the ball? Because I don't want to be a part of anything that's not going to be, you know, like, right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to figure out what is the highlight, what's the high point of actually being a part of a house and being a part of the ball?
It depends on what house you're trying to get into, baby.
Actually, baby, if you become a bridge, you know, with a house that's not in a lot of mess, you know?
Well, if you get the opportunity, you can check out my page, and then you can kind of just see what I look like. And I, you know, because I've been approached a couple of times on by going to some of the balls or whatever, but I don't know, you know what I'm saying, like which house would be, you know, suitable for me because this is something totally new and different.
I think personally what you should do is it's not so much the house that you go to, it's what you want to do. If you feel you don't want to walk every ball or you want to come out for the major balls, then you just be a major ball walker. You understand? Don't allow your house to say you got to be at every ball because then you'll burn yourself out. You dictate what balls you want to walk, and when you walk, you come for the fun of the ball because your categories are so early in the evening that you have time to leave before the drama starts anyway.
Okay, well, I just appreciate that, and I love all y'all. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? More power to you, baby. You know what I'm saying? When you go in there, honey, show your face, baby. Do what you do, honey. You know, I just want to call in and just say at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, we all got to get along. You know what I'm saying? Period. But that's all. So hopefully, you know, like I said, I'll see y'all soon or whatever. And like I said, if y'all want to check out my page, y'all more than welcome. Y'all can go to Comai, and it's Comai. Lifeline, so y'all can just see. And then if y'all like what y'all see, then y'all can kind of go from there. But
okay, thank you, darling.
Lovely.
Thank you. I love you.
The next caller is 843-345. You're live on the air.
I just call in, piggyback on with that other caller before her, because I've been on the line too that night. Kelly, you already leave off the line. It was only Divine in London or whatever. And I think Shawnee's probably mistaking you for the Ghost Whisperer because he called and he even won, like, doing all the shade there.
At the end of the day, you know, it really doesn't matter. I always get the flack for whatever happens on this show. I always do, and I've been taking it for 3 years, and I'm going to continue to take it as long as we're here and we're on the air. You know, it comes with the territory.
But I think Shawnee's just been feeling herself because, like, she didn't even understand London. Like, she had to pop off on London, and London was like, no, hold up. I just been taking out for you and say you had looked good, and she be like, oh, my bad, you know, thank you, or whatever. So, like, she just been feeling good, so she probably just been getting shit mixed up or whatever. And, like, I mean, y'all supposed to be setting an example, and y'all talking about change. If y'all going to do that, then don't do that on the show. Y'all already got another show, you know, bam, and y'all don't keep on feeding into it, you see what I'm saying? Don't come on the show at all. Like, you know, do what y'all been doing. If y'all going to make that change and say y'all will make it for the new generation, then work on that, you see what I'm saying? But, like, keep backlashing. Go forward.
Wait, there's another show?
Well, you know what I mean. I never listen, but you know what I mean. But, like, that's all that. So you can put me back on hold.
Thank you, caller. Tony, you're live back on the air.
Hello, Kelly?
Yes.
I have a question. I'm going to also say, I'm going to feed off what Boss was saying before I ask you a question. And this goes to the ones that's in this Real Legends and Icon group. What he said, like what Boss just said, that we're supposed to be trying to make a change. And we get on here, and myself also, we get on here and we get upset and we start saying things because of the fact that we are upset. We are supposed to be making a change here. And we all have to do, at the end of the day, work together. I have this question to ask you. This question is to Kelly. I listened to you and Shawnee's going back and forth, and Kelly, me and your relationship had completely got closer from the time of me coming home. This is my opinion, Kelly. I think Shawnee's is just more hurt, disappointed, is because You gave her 10, and then you turn around and give her your 10. Now, my question to you is, why did you give her your 10? It's a difference of scoring her with a 10, but why did you give her your 10?
When I look at the whole look overall, Tony, and I took out how, you know, the wardrobe malfunction and everything, and I looked at what I looked at, and that's why I gave her my 10, because it was just about the face. It was just about the face at that time. It wasn't about the wardrobe malfunction and everything that was going on with her and Starsha.
Okay, so the reason why you gave her your score is, at that present time, she was sitting more than the other parties that walked, correct?
Yes. And so that's why I gave her my ten. Because she was sitting more, I thought she was sitting more than Starsha. But then she wanna read because I gave my opinion on something. Like, and that's the whole problem. And when I said what I said, I didn't read her. I said I have seen Shawn before I made my statement last Monday, I said I have seen Shawnee sit more than this. That was not her best night. I gave her flaws of what happened that night. And then for her to go on down the show and want to attack me, Mr. I was just devastated, Miss A. Attacking me because she wanted attacking me because somebody used her as a puppet.
Oh, okay. I got it now. And if Shawnee's all listening,
the same thing like I tell my sister Kool-Aid all the time, shut up and sit the fuck down because the girls are using you as a puppet, and then the girls want to sit back and act like they had nothing to do with anything. That's exactly what happened with Shawnee's. The girls use Shawnee's as a motherfucking puppet. But I'm going to be the puppet master tomorrow.
Okay, and then I'm going to also say this. I mean, I don't know what happened at this other thing, but you and Nicole is supposed to be much better.
You know me and Nicole are sisters, Tony. You know we read each other down, Miss Thang Girl. We kiki and everything, Miss Thang Girl. Me and Nicole will be on the phone tomorrow, Miss Thang Girl, talking about all of this. You know that's my sister down, Miss Thang. With me and Nicole, it's friendly ballroom competition. The whole thing with the mother versus mother and everything, it's all friendly competition with me and Nicole. With all of these other girls, the way me and Nicole sit here, me and Nicole can sit here and read each other down, Miss Thang, and it's going to be all right. It's not like that with everybody else. We need to get back to that in ballroom house. You call a girl and it would be a scandal sheet and you get read on the scandal sheet. You read a bitch and everything, but at the end of the night, y'all girlfriends, Miss Thang, because at the end of the night, bitch, and I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all bitches, honey. Me and Nicole gonna sit at the wall for Miss Thang Girl. We gonna battle each other down, Miss Thang bitch. And then afterwards, me and Nicole gonna be in the corner. And we gonna be taking a bump if I decide to take a fucking bump.
So why can't you do the same thing with Shanice? Because I think that's what you know. Y'all both vented. Y'all both got it out. And y'all need to just be like, okay, we're girls in the same game, you know.
I just think it was a misunderstanding. I think Shawnee's feelings was more hurt.
Yeah, it was a misunderstanding. If you know, this is the whole thing. Like Shawnee said in that video, I'm going to keep saying, Shawnee does not know me. She knows nothing of me, know nothing about me. So for a bitch to want to be a puppet master and see Shawnee's information for her to go on that show and make a fool out of herself, Miss Thang, it's what they did, Miss Thang. That's what they did. They fed her information, and then they fed her false information that knew that would fire me up for me to come and motherfucking read her some motherfucking more.
Kelly, let me just say this. Shawnice is a sweet person, Kelly. If you get to know her, just like if she gets to know you, she'll know that you're a sweet person. Shawnice, she's not a vindictive individual like that. You know what I'm saying?
I want to feed into what you're saying, you know, and I remember Shawnice when Shawnice first came out. This is my first time ever hearing about her coming, allowing someone to bring her out of her character. I have never seen I didn't even know something was going on until I'm listening to the show. So I don't know what's going on with Shawnice, but one thing I do know, I have never seen this part of Shawnice.
And I'm going to say once again, Tony, the only reason you've seen that part, because like Shawnee said, my so-called girlfriends.
My so-called girlfriends
that can't pay their motherfucking bills, that's only paying the minimum motherfucking balance and all types of motherfucking shit. My so-called motherfucking girlfriends, bitch.
Is Devon still on the phone?
Yeah, Devon's still there. Devon's still there.
Devon. All
right.
Okay, I'm going to get back to the Chanel and Revlon thing. And just like I stated before, we will be at your ball, Devon. And I think you already know that. I think we already ordered our tables. We even got a house. We even rented a house out and all that. It's never going to be no shade.
Oh, yes. I forget. Wait, hold on. I forget. Yes, I will definitely be down there, honey. You know, I don't do free advertising, but this is my girlfriend, Miss Thang. My girlfriend, Miss the legendary Miss Cappuccino Revlon, is going to be having a kickball game and a cookout at the house she rented out in Vegas, honey. So, baby, I will definitely be down there. And, Ronnie, I'm so sorry, Ronnie. I forgot to give Cappuccino your number. She was definitely looking for you, Rodney, to invite you to the kickball game and the cookout, too, Rodney. But I forgot to give her your number.
Oh, I'm a little jaded. I didn't know. Can't say Cappuccino. She got my number. Told you to tell me anything about this kickball game.
You're trying to do it. I knew it.
I mean, I'm just letting you know, Devon, that my house are going all out for your ball, okay? So I'm just letting you know that it's never going to be no shade. It's never going to be no kind of disrespect. My disrespect dealing with the Carolinas. Me and Fred is cool. My problem is with the Carolinas because I would never have, no matter, but I would not have got on that phone today and told my house, no, we are not going to
Devon Chanel Moore. No, at the end of the day, your first name is Devon. And that's what I'm judging with. I'm not judging you by your last name. I'm judging you by the respect and what you have done concerning the support that you have gave me throughout the years. So it's not a when people say that I don't have control, I have control of my house. I run my house properly. And I'm a very stern individual. I don't just run my house like that. I run my gay children like that. If they do something wrong, I get in their ass. And Riley can tell you this. Man can tell you this. Fred can also tell you this also. I'm a very stern individual. So we will be at the Vegas Bowl. And I will also say this, that don't, if y'all feel that y'all going to attack anybody, it's not going to happen there. It's not going to happen. It's just like one thing I know I have learned about Vegas is just Vegas is not going to play that shit. And me personally, I'm not going to be stupid to get locked up in no motherfucking Vegas when I'm going to have no reside address to give them. So therefore, my bail will be outrageous.
Vegas don't play with the girls, honey. Y'all will, the bitches will be in jail, honey, baby. Girls, honey, please.
Baby.
Baby, y'all gag, honey. I'm telling y'all girls, honey, come to Vegas legit, honey. Y'all should, Devon has been promoting this ball for the longest. Y'all girls should have been paid for y'all tickets, been paid for y'all hotel rooms and everything. Bitch, don't come down there trying to do no stunt, bitch, because you will be in jail, bitch. Honey,
baby,
and I ain't bailing no bitch out.
And it's not California, that's Nevada. Nevada law is totally different, baby. They are not as lenient as we are here.
And another thing, to all you girls out there, Miss Saying, that escort, Miss Saying, don't think you going to Vegas to escort, Miss Saying, Cardi. Okay, hang it up for the weekend. Do not try to put up no ads because you will be incarcerated. They do not play that.
Yes, because...
Okay,
yes,
they're coming
Vegas,
in your room,
Vegas.
Bitch. They're taking all your cell phones, all your money, and your laptop, and you're going to jail. And if you don't pass the HIV test, bitch, you will be on motherfucking death row.
Oh, ain't that
they do not play in Vegas, so play if you want to. Dance with the devil on a blue moon night if you want to in Vegas, girls, and you'll see where you'll be at in Vegas.
Yes, honey. Prostitution is legal in Vegas, but you have to be certified.
Okay, 703-798, you're live on the air.
What's good, Kelly?
What's good? Who's this?
This is the founding father of the house, icon, a fella. You got me?
No.
Shout out to all my members of Fella, everybody. Oh, tell Devon Chanel she's not invited. Stop asking. Greg Abisu, Chance. Please, talk to Fella. That's it, Kelly.
Child, hang it up. Fella, kiss my butt.
Oh, shit. 248-678, you're live on the air. Honey, you know what, honey? They're gone, honey. We're not going to have an extra hour tonight, Miss Thing. We'll be live on the air tomorrow night, Miss Thing. We're not going to stay here until 3 o'clock tonight. I just got back in town from a long motherfucking weekend, Miss Thing, and I'm about to go in my bed, and I'm about to relax and lay up with my husband, honey, because I got a lot of motherfucking Gemini moves to make tomorrow, honey. So one by one, can my cast members please tell everybody good night because we're getting out of here.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Everybody have a good night.
Vegas.
Good night. See you guys tomorrow. We'll be back for Hot Topic Tuesday tomorrow.
Yes, honey. We will definitely be back for Hot Topic Tuesday tomorrow. London, tell the girls good night.
Night tonight. See you in Vegas.
Okay, baby. Like I tell y'all, every Monday, we'll be back here live tomorrow night with Hot Topic Tuesdays, where we'll definitely get hot with your legendary host, the legendary... Our mother, Devon Chanel, will definitely be live on the air hosting the show tomorrow night on Hot Topic Tuesday. I'm going to try and search and find out more tea about Mother Latoya Herrera. They said somebody attacked her and Cleveland. I need to get the tea on that and find out if she all right and everything, honey. But we will definitely be live back with the forecast tomorrow night on Hot Topics Tuesday / What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? What the fuck is on your breath? Y'all know how we do it. We don't take private callers. But like I tell you, and don't forget Wednesday night, episode 5, State of Emergency, where we definitely have the legendary, iconic Jasmine Couture, CEO and founder of the House of Couture. We'll definitely be here for your State of Emergency Wednesday night. Don't forget to be on the lines, honey. But like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I am the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alley or whatever bathroom or whatever club you go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. So, girls, wrap it up. We're out of here.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
To the feminine, what?